Hello, this is Nance Van Winkle for the Poetry Moment. And this week we've been celebrating the poetry of Jim McCauley, former colleague at Eastern Washington University. I'm going to start with a few words from another student of Jim's, Jean O'Brien, who tells us that Jim was a fine poet and a fine man. He brought his knowledge and learning to Eastern Washington University, to the summer school there that I was lucky enough to get a scholarship to attend. She said, "I drove Jim down to Kilkenny for a field trip, where he was so delighted to find one of his old, out-of-print collections in a bookshop, so excited that he bought it and signed it to himself. He will be missed." I'm going to read a poem from Jim's 1989 book called Coming and Going. And about that book, the poet Fred Chappelle says, "This is the work of a genuine poet with something to say, the work of a craftsman who understands meter, rhyme, stanzaic form, someone who has a grasp of the traditional forms of his Gaelic heritage." This poem is called To His Host, Who Has Asked Him to Stay Longer. We've learned in hard ways when we have to go. There's nothing to explain, no one to blame, and so much still to learn, we joke in sorrow. Our children leave the house before their time, without a quarrel, casual, taking with them nothing to prize, and we may never know what names they'll give their children. Nothing to do but keep the house as neat as a chapel nave, fondle our friends' wives, let the wine flow, dance to old records, crooning of life and love. We're sprightly enough, God knows, till the first ones leave. It's a new kind of politeness we've let grow, going home while the party's in full swing to save our oldest friends the shame of letting it show. This waking weariness that lays us all so low, tortured in our own beds by a hopeless fury. We harp on how in youth we were always merry, but can't remember now what made us so." That was To His Host, Who Has Asked Him to Stay Longer by James McCauley. And I'm Nance Van Winkle.